Women's problems in prisons. One problem that the female population faces in the prison facilities is pregnancy. If a female who is incarcerated is pregnant when she enters the facility, she will require special medical treatment pre- and post-delivery. Women's correctional facilities are doing very well at keeping pregnant inmates safe during their pregnancy and making sure that they receive proper pre- and postnatal care. In fact, some facilities allow the mothers to keep their children with them, but the length of time is dependent on the facility. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics Special Report, approximately 42% of mothers in state prison were reported to be single parents. When they are sent to prison, their children either live with a relative who has to provide for them, or they end up in a foster home that the state provides for the children. In case of a family member, it may be a financial burden during the time of incarceration, but at least the child will be reunited with the mother when she is released. However, in many states, a child who is in the foster care program for 2 years is considered abandoned and is eligible to be adopted by another family. This is true even if the mother has not given up her rights but is incarcerated for a long time. Some states are starting to reevaluate this law in relation to the terms of incarceration, but nothing has been done about it as yet. The number of female facilities is relatively small. Therefore, many female offenders are assigned to facilities in other states. The female offender may be hundreds of miles away from her children. This puts a damper on programs designed to teach parenting or family values to the female offender. There is an ongoing debate among the government officials and national associations, but solutions do not seem to be available in the near future. There have been great strides in helping women achieve a better life after their sentences have been served, especially through the treatment programs available to them.